You're listening to the Food and Farming podcast from AHDB, farming news and stories from across the UK.
The first phase of a major review of the recommended list for cereals and oilseeds, or the RL for short, is taking place this winter. I'm Jason Pohl. In this episode of AHDB's Food and Farming podcast, I'll ask Jenna Watts about the review and how you can get involved. Jenna, welcome to the podcast. Before we get into the details, let's introduce you to our listeners. Tell us, what do you do at AHDB?
Hi, Jason. Thanks so much for inviting me to join you on the podcast today. My role at AHDB is Head of Crop Health and Integrated Pest Management. My team manages activities such as pest and disease monitoring, fungicide performance, grain contaminants monitoring, and of course, the recommended lists.
So some of our listeners may not be that familiar with the RL. So in a nutshell, what is the recommended list and why do we need to review it?
The recommended list is a project which AHDB run in partnership with the British Society of Plant Breeders, the Malted Association of Great Britain and UK Flour Millers. The RL project covers 11 different crops and does the trials and tests and analysis which are needed to provide independent and robust information for publication in recommended or described lists. In the list, you will see independent information on characteristics such as yield with and without fungicide treatment, grain quality, resistance to key diseases, and assessments of agronomic traits such as resistance to lodging. Information is made available for a range of media, including a printed publication and web tools. Regular review activities are important to ensure that the RL continues to evolve in line with users' changing needs. And we know from previous review activities and the recent Shape the Future activity that the RL is a valued and important resource for growers. But we don't want to rest on our laurels and we need to look for ways to make further improvements so the RL does not only continue to be a valuable resource, but becomes even more valuable. For this reason, the AHDB set plan for cereals and oilseeds includes a commitment to do a major review of the recommended list in its current phase.
You mentioned there that we've reviewed the RL before, so this is certainly isn't a new thing. And I understand that last time we conducted a similar activity, you were involved in that review. Is that right?
Yep, indeed it is. The last activity that we did was called the RL Look Ahead. It was an activity that I've managed previously. It launched in December 2017 and ended in 2019. And the information gathered through this exercise has been used over the last few years to guide our RL activity from trials theories to how recommendations are made.
So what specifically did you learn last time around? And more importantly, how did the RL change?
So one of the things that the Look Ahead highlighted was the need to consider varieties of the whole package rather than just focusing on headline yield. And in response to the Look Ahead, there were many changes within the RL system, including changing the way in which certain traits such as disease resistance and lodging are evaluated and presented. Additionally, we developed some new digital formats and offerings from the RL. So there were new variety selection tools developed, as well as the launch of an RL app.
Wow, you made quite a lot of changes after the last review. That's good to hear. But the RL, it's quite a machine, isn't it? I remember seeing an infographic that tried to put the scale of the trials in numbers. And you mentioned earlier that there are 11 crops, but this involves hundreds of varieties and trials. And I think something like a mind-numbing 40,000 plots. Does this review hope to cover all that activity? Or are there particular areas of focus?
So this review is wide ranging. We're hoping to cover everything. And yes, as you've highlighted, the RL is a very large project with lots of moving parts. So it is an ambitious review, but we're really hoping to cover the whole scale of the project.
Amazing. So are you trying to contact everybody about the RL review, or are there particular people that you're trying to get to? And importantly, how could they get involved?
Well, we are keen to hear from everyone that uses the RL. And we've got different activities running for people to take part in this activity. One of the easiest ways to participate is through completion of a questionnaire. whilst this questionnaire is open to anyone to complete, I would really like to encourage as many farmers as possible to complete the questionnaire, as this is a fantastic opportunity to have your say on the RL. The questionnaire is available both online and as a paper version. RL subscribers should receive a paper copy of the questionnaire alongside their RL later this month. It's also possible to download a paper copy of the questionnaire from the AHDB website and return it via post. And the questionnaire really gives the opportunity to have your say on what's important when making a variety selection decision, why you switch varieties, and your view on different RL publications and outputs. There's also an opportunity there to comment on potential improvements to the recommended list, and plenty of free text boxes where you can add your own ideas and comments.
That's great. I think there are other ways to get involved too. And if you want to go into a bit more detail, there's some meetings, I believe, taking place this winter. Can you tell us a little bit about those?
Yeah, we've got some focus groups set up which you can sign on to. These groups take place from the end of January into February. They're really focused at farmers and agronomists, and they're an opportunity for us to drill down into a bit more detail on the results that are coming from the questionnaire. And for others who have an interest in the RL, we're also running a series of stakeholder interviews.
Well, with all these events and the questionnaires, it sounds like you'll be gathering quite a lot of opinions over the next few months. Now, who's responsible for making sense of those results and recommending how the RL changes in the future?
There certainly is a lot of results being collated and gathered, and lots of different opinions, as you say. And for this reason, we have established a dedicated RL steering committee who will lead the project and provide recommendations to AHDB on potential improvements and changes to the RL. And within this group, there is a range of expertise, including agronomy, pathology, plant breeding, and grain processing.
Fantastic. Without the results, this final question may be particularly difficult to answer, but how long do you think it will take to make changes after this phase of the RR review is complete?
That is a really difficult question, Jason. In a nutshell, there will be some changes which will be easy to implement and therefore can be achieved in the short term. So this might be changing the way in which some data is analysed. It could be changing how data is presented. Other changes will take longer. For example, if we wanted to provide information on a new trait, it might be necessary to introduce a new trial series. And in this case, it could take several years for us to generate the data set that we need to be able to provide robust information and ratings.
Well, thank you, Jennifer, for providing us with a whistle-stop tour of the RL review today. The AHDB website has a dedicated page for the RL review. It features background information and all the ways to get involved, including the online questionnaire that Jenna mentioned. And you can find that page at ahdb.org.uk/RL-review. As Jenna also mentioned, the RL booklet is winging its way through the post to subscribers this month. Keep your eye open for the questionnaire, which will be included in that mailing. It should only take a few minutes to complete, and you can use the free post envelope provided to return your views to us by the closing date of 17th of February.
If you have any comments about this podcast or have ideas for future episodes, please email foodandfarming@ahdb.org.uk.